Welcome back to the Bonusa Pregame Show. Kelly Schultz, along with head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, your team got off to a great start. Two wins at Syracuse. How impressed were you with your hockey team after last weekend?
I was really impressed. I think you go on the road against a good team. It was a long trip. We left on a Wednesday night. You fly across to the East Coast. You go into a place you've never played before against, a very good team, well coached, and to come away with two wins. Certainly, there's a lot to be happy about. But certainly, there's a lot of things we can work on. But overall, just really happy with our work ethic, just the way we competed for pretty much 120 minutes. We got that first game jitter, I think, out of our system after the first 20 minutes. And on that Friday night, I thought as the game went on, we just got better and better. And by the third period of that, we were getting up and down the ice extremely well. And then I thought we just did a real nice job Saturday with Aaron Dieters, stopping everything they threw at her, which is obviously very important. But to get three against a team like that was nice to see.
You mentioned your freshman class. They looked awfully comfortable out there, actually didn't look much like freshmen. Were you surprised by their play?
No, not really. I mean, it's been pretty much what we've seen, leading up to the first series. They've looked comfortable. They're good hockey players, and they're definitely pushing to play and play a lot. And some of them are getting some pretty key roles already. So it'll certainly be fun to see how they respond to the challenge that we're going to face this weekend.
You mentioned your goaltending. You got a chance to see both Brittany Mowat, your All-American, and a senior, and also Aaron Dieters, a junior goaltender. They're so different as goalies. What do each of them bring to your team?
Well, I think Britt's. What can we say that we already haven't said? She's just been outstanding her entire career, and she just gives the team such a sense of confidence when she's in the net. She's so calm herself. She doesn't get rattled by anything. And she comes up with some big saves when we need them. And again, she did the same thing Friday night. I went back and redid the shots. I think it was more like 25 shots, 25 saves that she had, not the 10 that they were giving her. She made a big save right at the end of the game when they pulled their goalie that, to the naked eye, people might not realize how good it was. But when I watched it on film, it was just an incredible tip by a Syracuse player, but it was a redirect. It would have gone in hadn't she not been squared up and just solid. And that's her game. She's positionally very sound. Aaron's a little bit different. Like you said, she's not quite as positionally sound. She's extremely athletic, and she plays like that. But I thought she made some saves early on, which really helped her. And, when she's on, she can be very, very good. And obviously, when you don't give up a goal, you're playing very well.
Well, I know she came into this season in probably her best shape physically. How impressed were you with your team as a whole coming into the season?
Yeah, no doubt. Aaron worked real hard from the end of last season, maybe even before the end of the season. Changed her diet, worked incredibly hard, came in just in tremendous shape. She improved on all of her testing scores by a long shot. And you could just tell that it just gave her a lot of confidence stepping on the ice. But overall, I thought the team did a tremendous job with their workouts. Mike and Corey were really, really ecstatic with the numbers. And that's just so important. But, every team is the same. There isn't a team in our league that isn't doing the same thing. So, we just know that we have to continue to work hard in that area if we want to be a team that's going to contend.
One thing about last weekend is you saw a ton of penalties called. Your team got a good chance at playing at the power play. Didn't get a power play goal, though. What adjustments have you made coming into this weekend?
Well, I think if going back and watching, there's certainly a lot of really good looks and some great chances we just missed. Whether it was Jack Cassa had an open net there, and their player made a play right at the end to prevent her from getting her stick on the puck. And it was just little things, but the big thing is we can't be stagnant. We got to move. We know against a team like Minnesota, we got to get pucks to when we get a chance. We got to get pucks to the net, and then we need to have our particularly our goal line player has got to establish net front presence. And then if we can't maybe get a screen, she doesn't see it. She can't stop a type goal or be the first to get rebounds. But we're definitely going to have to move the puck quick and work hard to get our opportunities. And hopefully, Kelly, hopefully we don't see as many penalties as we saw last weekend, because that really took away from both teams. I thought there was very little flow, and it was hard to get into the game with that many penalties being called.
Well, you play the Gophers this weekend. They come into the weekend ranked number 2 in the country, stacked with talent as always. Obviously, they lost a number of players to graduation as well. Your last win against them came in the final faceoff, where you knocked them out in a shutout, 1-0 out of the championship game. Do you think they're looking for a little revenge on that last win?
I don't think so. I was, you know, they've won two national titles since then. So I'm sure they're a good team. They're a great program, incredibly well coached. Like you say, they lost some key players, but they bring in incredibly talented players every year. I mentioned at Media Day, they don't rebuild, they just reload, and that's what they've done. They've got some outstanding freshman players that we're very familiar with. Patty Marshall from Thief River Falls, Alex Woken from Fargo. I've watched them play in high school and coached against them in high school. They're just outstanding players, and they're just two of that incoming freshman class. But we know we have a tremendous challenge ahead of us. But the bigger the challenge, the bigger the opportunity, and that's the way we're looking at it. And I know our group is really looking forward to this weekend.
You're back at home. How much does that benefit your team being here?
Oh, it's tremendous. It's just a great place to play. It's a beautiful facility. Our crowds are getting bigger all the time, and this is the first time for a lot of people that are going to get a first look at our team. So, you know, they're excited to play, and then you add that who you're playing. It's going to make for a fun weekend.
You mentioned that this will be the first time for a lot of people to see your team. Obviously, a lot of people are talking about Bemidji State losing so many players to graduation. I know I have heard from Alexis Joyce a couple of times, and she's like, you know what, but this is a new year. Is that kind of the attitude of this team?
Oh, absolutely. It's a new team, a new group in terms of dynamics. And it's an opportunity, like I said before, for players to jump into roles they haven't had before. And that's what we're focused on. We're focusing on what we have here in the locker room. And I think people will be, pleased and excited to watch this group because they work hard. We got some kids that can get up and down the ice, and we certainly want to play an entertaining brand of hockey as well.
Did you change up your lineups from last weekend at all?
No, we did not. The lines are all the same. Natalie Stanwood's back in, and Britt will be in goal.
Coach, what's going to be a key to getting a win here today?
Well, like we talked about the special teams earlier on, that's always going to be a key in a game like this. We need to stay out of the penalty box first and foremost. You know, Minnesota went at almost a 50% clip last year, which is incredible on their power play. So we don't want to give them man advantage opportunities if we can help it. But I think our rush defense has to be really good because they're a team that likes to create off the rush, and they certainly can with the skill they have. So we have to be very, very good with our gaps. We have to have back pressure, picking up people away from the puck. But on the other end, we need to possess the puck as much as we can, Kelly. And that means we can't front it. We got to protect it. We got to cycle. We got to grind. But again, we're a team that can get up and down the ice. So we're certainly not going to be afraid to skate with this team. But we'd certainly like to make them play defense as much as we can, because they're not a team that likes to do that. They like to have the puck, and obviously be opportunistic. We get chances. Let's see if we can't bury a couple.
Coach, good luck this afternoon. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.